bubblegum. Got you again, Lindy said, laughing. You're too easy. Chris uttered an angry growl. Why are you always so mean to me? Me? Mean? Lindy looked up in wide-eyed innocence. I'm an angel. Ask anyone. Exasperated, Chris turned back to her mother, who was stuffing socks into a dresser drawer. Mom, when am I going to get my own room?
On the 12th of never, Mrs. Powell replied, grinning. Chris groaned.
That's what you always say, her mother shrugged. You know we don't have a spare inch, Chris.
She turned to the bedroom window. Bright sunlight streamed through the filmy curtains.
It's a beautiful day. What are you two doing inside? Mom, we're not little girls, Lindy said, rolling her eyes. We're 12. We're too old to go out and play. Did I get it all? Chris asked again, still scraping pink patches of bubblegum off her chin. Leave it. It improves your complexion, Lindy told her.
I wish you girls would be nicer to each other, Mrs. Powell said with a sigh. They suddenly heard shrill barking coming from downstairs.
What's Barky excited about now? Mrs. Powell fretted.